Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is Tuesday morning. It's about 6:02. And boy, oh boy, is it going to be a nice day.
Yeah, it is.
They say mostly sunny, maybe, warming up to 105, 107 tomorrow. It's about 75 this morning already. So, I'm thinking right off the bat, Carla, where is Morty? Figure it out and you can win a Mexican Riviera cruise for two. It's all a part of the 96 days of summer. Couple of things. First of all, we reveal another puzzle piece later this morning.
Yep.
Tomorrow, Morty's going to be back out at Scenic Brewing Company with a bonus clue to help you.
Yeah.
But if you want this morning, I want to see how many people are tracking this and trying to figure out the street address, city, state, zip code, and what's in Morty's pocket.
Yeah. You know, I'll be over stopping by Scenic Brewing tomorrow night, too. So, and I kind of have loose lips. So you might want to come by tomorrow night.
Perfect.
You're hot. You're cold. You're cold. No, no.
Warmer?
Nothing. Paducah.
So go to the website right now. Click on the 96 Days of Summer. You'll see the picture. And all you have to do is figure out, again, the street address, city, state, zip code, and what's in Morty's pocket. And you could possibly win. Now, this morning, we'll light up the phone lines at 702-739-9636. Tell you if you're on track or not.
Yeah. Start taking some guesses. Because the more you start guessing, you know, it's gonna start eliminating or adding to for you and others as well.
Right.
So that's how you do that right there.
Let's start working on it. It's the first of three cruises altogether we're giving away during the summer. So
listen, you gotta throw stuff at the wall and see if it sticks.
That's all we're gonna do this morning. And what we do every morning.
Yeah, true. That's our whole show right there, Mike.
All right. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news here in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, listen, do you have tickets still to Woodstock 50? I'll give you an update on that.
All right. More on that and other stories after ZZ Top. Give me all your loving.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
People magazine claims the movie A Star Is Born is responsible for breaking up Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk, but because he was so emotionally absent during the filming, he gets into movies when he's directing, and he wrote that movie as well. They said nothing about Lady Gaga being a factor, but of course that's what everybody thinks. But he was totally, I guess, removed from his relationship while he was doing that movie. But, you know, that's what happens when you're a big, hot director and actor. That's what happens. Woodstock 50, basically on life support at this point. Yesterday, it may have suffered the death blow because Watkins Glen backed out as a venue.
Yeah.
So the producers also left.
Oh.
Now, the organizers say, no, we're going to find a new place, and it'll go on as planned in August. But I just think if you have tickets, you might want to frame those and hang on to those as
a souvenir. It's almost like you want to say bless their hearts.
Yeah, I know.
They're trying to do it, and it's just not working.
Or it's going
to
be Fyre Festival.
Yeah, exactly.
The Woodstock edition.
And, or it'll be like a very small, fun little concert.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be it. We got
maybe 2,000-3,000 people.
Yes. Yeah, we got a bunch of cover bands.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. Come on over. And this is so interesting. Yesterday it came out. Gwyneth Paltrow, now she is married. She was married again just recently.
Mm-hmm.
And she might be on to something. There was heavy discussion on quite a few social media platforms yesterday. She and her husband only spend four nights a week together. The other three he spends with his kids. A lot of people say, this is great. Love it. Then things started coming up. You know, well, I sleep in a separate room from my husband. Yeah, we love each other, but can't sleep together. Some people even live in different homes. So she may be on to something for once. I don't know if there's something weird that you do with your significant other. I know a couple who they have separate bedrooms, and there's no lack of fun. But
so you have that separate life living together.
Yeah, they just can't sleep together. They just have a hard time sleeping together.
There was, throughout the past years, when the girls were growing up, that the two girls, Nicole and Kelly and I, would take a father-daughter trip.
Right.
somewhere.
Just
the three of us.
That's cool.
Didn't matter who I was with.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I would have to tell that person, no, that we do this every year.
You should do that again one of these days.
And we've been talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you definitely should. You guys would have fun.
And they love it.
Yeah.
And they had great memories.
Absolutely.
And I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, everybody does something different. It's
to make
living
it work.
A different time now. Exactly. That is my Panflea deep take.
Carlin, remember the guy last hour we mentioned him in the other news, the guy who had a theory about why there's so many tornadoes.
Yeah.
Or tornadoes. Yeah.
Tornadoes. Yeah.
Well, I guess somebody challenged a band to write a song about it.
Yeah.
Gave him only 10 minutes.
Country band.
And here you go. Here's the song. The guy just went viral yesterday, and he has already got a theme song.
There once was a man from the Keystone State, headed to work, he was running late. Merged onto the roundabout, going too fast, and he didn't get out. Three circles later made a sound that was like a train. The wind picked up, and a radio telephone rang. He said, I told you.
That's how you write a country song right there.
And it's a country song because he mentioned his pickup truck.
Yeah, yeah.
His F-150.
Yeah. Haters.
And cows. And
yeah.
Flying cows. Yeah.
Wow. Twister.
See? Now, I don't know how long his 15 minutes is going to last, but
it's awesome.
I'm still going
awesome.
This morning. It's Queen.
Get up. Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 963-KKLZ.
Okay, Carla had mentioned Gwyneth Paltrow in her marriage right now. Seems to be going well because they don't spend as much time together.
No, four nights together, and then he spends three nights with his kids.
On his own.
Yep.
With them. Okay.
Yeah.
And
a
lot of people are finding that they're texting in and saying, you know what? It works for them. It's worked for us.
Yeah, I think this next generation actually might have it right. Scott says, my wife and I have a wonderful marriage. One of the secrets to our success, separate bedrooms, not separate beds, separate bedrooms. When our friends find out about this, they often say, wow, you guys are kind of weird. Maybe, but we're also well-rested and still in love after 19 years.
And
I mean in love.
Isn't that the bottom line?
Yeah, exactly.
To be well-rested.
Yeah.
Get a good night's sleep and still be in love the next morning.
Well, somebody else wrote in, L.A.T., living apart together. My husband and I have separate apartments. We miss each other and we love missing each other. It's good to miss each other and want to see each other. Gives us time for our hobbies, things like that, and to get our work done so we can have quality time together.
So what do they do? Just spend time on the weekends or?
I don't know. I have another friend in Sacramento who, she and her husband, they also have separate places, not far from each other.
Uh-huh.
And they've been together like 15 or 16 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's very non-traditional anymore. I don't know that I could live with someone again. I just don't.
You've lived alone forever.
It's been, for the last like 4 years anyhow, but I liked it up till I moved in with that other person too. I love it. I do.
And now that you're back living by yourself.
I don't know
if I could live with somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. No.
How many other people living together separately? And how's that working out? People living together separately and making it work.
Yeah, this is even more interesting. Now, this is Keith. He said, here's a different one for you, I'm sure. We are co-housing with our best friends. Two couples in our mid-40s, no children, bought a very large house together in Anthem. No, it's not that. That's the first question. Okay. Everybody always asks, why would it be? He said, we're like family, so why not live together? We've traveled together. We've known each other most of our lives. We've consolidated. We enjoy life to the absolute fullest. Good for them. You got a big old house. Yeah. Why not? If it's like family, you guys get along that way. You got your own lives. Living in Anthem, pretty sure they're not hurting for money.
Right.
You know, it's not a thing. Well, we got to get roommates. They bought the house together. So,
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, and that's it. What works for somebody doesn't, always work for somebody else,
right.
But that sounds, I don't know.
Could you do that with Monica and her husband, Chris?
Yeah, if it was a big enough house.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
I've been told I'm a pretty good roommate, pretty easy to live with.
Mm-hmm.
So I could absolutely do that with people that I know that well.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not getting a roommate. Thank God. If I ever need a roommate, shoot me. Just shoot me if I need a roommate
ever
again.
Put you out of your misery.
Okay.
Well, you know what? That's good.
Yeah,
people are making it work when it has to work,
yeah.
And it evidently does work.
Wow.
Fleetwood Mac dreams. Where's Morty? Figure it out and win that 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise for two. All a part of the 96 days of summer. From the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 7:06, sunshine, excessive heat warning today, Carla.
Oof.
High today, 105, 107 tomorrow. Going to be like that all week long. 75 now, just a few things we think you should know.
Oh.
Carla's just making noises now.
Well, I'm all powdered up.
It's 75 now. Few things we think you should know. Get to that after the Eagles in one of these nights.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, happy Corn on the Cob Day, people. Yeah. Of course, known in different regions as pole corn,
mm-hmm.
corn stick,
yeah.
sweet pole, butter pop, or long maize. And I think I dated all those guys. Oh, man.
Had one last night.
Did you do a corn on the cob?
Yeah.
Did you? Also known as elote.
Yeah.
A lot of Spanish, Mexican, Latino people correcting me, Carla. Elote, yes, which you spice up a little bit. We were all diving for it at Disneyland when we were there a couple of months ago.
As a kid, you'd, of course, eat it like a typewriter.
Yeah.
I don't know if people remember typewriters.
Yeah.
And then ding.
Yeah. Speaking of interesting videos, there's a woman out there who, I don't know, it's kind of weird, basically shoves it in her mouth and clears it off in about 10 seconds.
Oh.
Corn
on the cob?
Yeah.
There's also the one where they put it on a drill.
Yeah.
And that didn't turn out well.
Well, I wouldn't think
no.
so. I think here's what we're going to do after the tornado. We're going to put it on drill. Wow.
See, the drill spins it around for you.
Yeah, it'll be fancy for you, honey.
And the corn stays on the cob and your teeth go everywhere else.
Man.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
Oh, a 4.0 earthquake. 4.0. Hit Cleveland yesterday.
Of all places.
Highly unusual for them. Officials estimate it caused about $750 in improvements. Oh, yeah, I'm on a roll today. Hey, and a new report.
Sometimes it's best just to let her go, Morty.
I hope you guys can see there's a sitting back right now. And a new report, no joke, shows California is the most fun state in the country. Conducted, they evaluated like their beaches, restaurants, theme parks, and they ignored Fresno, and they said, we'll just skip right around that. Most fun state, and again, I am not joking, West Virginia.
Swear.
Least fun state to visit. I got nothing
to
say about that, I swear to God.
Really?
West Virginia. Have you been to West Virginia? I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it so everybody can hear me, but have you been to West Virginia? Yeah, exactly. Even people from West Virginia are going, what? Well, yeah. Okay, that is true. So, yeah, California for fun. West Virginia for no fun.
Larry Martino's wife is from West Virginia.
Oh, I would love to get her on the phone.
And
I really
she
would.
Even jokes about
yes.
it.
Yes.
Going back
yes.
home.
Yeah. The first time I visited my brother out in the D.C. area, he said, I'm going to take you to a different country today, Carla. He really did.
And you rolled right through West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Well, if there's anybody out there from West Virginia who would like to defend the state.
Absolutely.
Feel free. 702-739-9636.
It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
You earth shaker. You had mentioned the earthquake in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That had to freak everybody out.
I know.
The first time we felt an earthquake here was the, I don't know what you call it. We, in Northridge, California.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
And you could feel it here.
Yeah, right.
And I remember being in bed at about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's like, what?
Freaked me out.
heck was that? Yeah.
So in Cleveland, they had like a 4-point something.
Yeah.
And, well, what do? You call 911.
I know.
Here are some of the calls that were made in Cleveland after the earthquake.
Men found the lake police at the valley.
Yeah, not emergency. Hey, did we just experience a small earthquake?
Yeah, it had to have been an earthquake, probably off the lake.
Okay, yeah. It's just that everything kind of started shaking for a second there, and I'm like, huh.
We got it, too.
Okay, wow. Talk about making your heart jump. Wow.
Right.
By any chance, did we have an earthquake?
Yes, we did. It was just off the lake.
Scared me half to death. Okay, yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There was just a huge explosion. I mean, our whole house shook.
We don't know what's going on. We felt like it's an earthquake.
Yeah, that's who you call, 911.
Hey, man.
But back in the Midwest, very nice people. Yes, we
absolutely
felt it too.
It's okay.
Settle down.
Wow.
It's just off the lake.
Oh, man.
But
I'll
that's
tell
the
ya.
Last place you would think there would be an earthquake.
Yeah, and you know, they say that we're on like a major fault line. I mean, we are
right
wide
here
open.
In Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, luckily, you know, we're not built like some of those other cities, but still, you know, it's no fun. It is no fun. I was close to the San Francisco earthquake that year.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was, man.
Well, like I said, when we felt the remnants of the Northridge earthquake, which was huge. I know a lot of people in Vegas who hadn't been through it, and I've never been through an earthquake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm like, what are the kids doing down the hall?
Well, you were Midwest, Mike, where they had those tornadoes.
That's what we had. It's Queen.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so Father's Day is coming up this weekend.
Yep.
Got to talk about dear old dad. What was the worst punishment you got from your dad? 702-739-9636. Think about it. Carly, you've always said that your mom was more the disciplinarian than your dad.
Yes, definitely.
He was always out on the road.
Yeah, and he was the talker, too. Do you know what he did wrong? It's like, oh, geez, can't mom just yell at me, please?
And
please,
that's what my dad did. I took that attitude because after a while, it was just in one ear, out the other. My dad was a yeller.
Okay.
And he would just yell.
Oh, okay.
And I started figuring out, if I just sit here and take it, it'll be over. So he never, I know this is going to sound odd, or maybe not for me. I don't ever remember being grounded.
Okay. Gosh. Wow.
I got in trouble. I mean, I got yelled at.
I don't remember not being grounded, quite honestly. Wow.
So I just, my dad had that voice that, God, it would just, and so as I got older, I go, I'll just take it. I'll just sit here. And then it was over. Go out and play. John, what about you?
Yeah, my parents kind of acted in tandem, but it was yelling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Occasional grounding, spanking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Oh,
soap
please.
In the mouth once.
I got that too. My grandmother. My grandmother did that. Yeah.
I think that's bite about down. The worst what? It ever got for me.
Yeah.
I had to soap in the mouth.
Did you get the soap in the mouth?
Yeah.
And then once I turned 16, it was always the taking the car away.
Yeah,
or the driving privilege, because I didn't have my own car, but I couldn't drive their car. All right.
Boy, do parents still do the soap in the mouth? I wonder if they still do that.
Anybody else? Carol, what about you?
So when I was 15, my boyfriend was long distance. So we had a really, really big phone bill.
Oh.
And my dad took all the phones, which at the time used to be attached to the wall with a cord, you know?
Right.
And he burnt them in the fireplace.
Oh, wow.
So the whole family suffered.
Wow. Okay. That's a little crazy, but
that is.
Yeah. But that's dad. That's dad.
In that moment, he was that pissed.
Dads have a different way of doing things.
It's just when you said that, well, that's dad.
Yeah.
Like a comedy or a sitcom or
that's
something.
That's dad. That's our dad.
I can imagine a dad just ripping out the cords out of the wall.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah. We won't have a high phone bill again, will we?
You mentioned yesterday, Carla, that Michael Rutherford of Genesis and his band, Mike and the Mechanics, opening for Phil Collins in some of the stops. Don't know if that's going to happen here next time Phil Collins stops in Vegas.
Trying to find out, but it sure would be nice.
7:53, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ. Father's Day coming up this weekend. The worst punishment you ever got from Dad for doing something.
Yeah, Lori says he fixed us. We kids, seven girls, one boy, had our own phone line. When the bill got way too high month after month and the fighting over the phone got out of hand, my father bought a phone booth.
Wow.
He rigged it to where we even had to pay for incoming calls as well. And he took all the change that we put in it along the way.
That is awesome.
Wow. Nick says, I had a problem when I was younger. I used to throw tantrums, literally throw myself on the ground and throw a tantrum. My dad would just, after a while, sit down on the floor with me and throw a tantrum with me. It embarrassed me so much that I quit that after a while.
You know what? Nick would pull that every once in a while if we'd go to the grocery store.
Right.
She'd go, you know, I want something, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, if I don't get it, you know, do you want me to throw a tantrum?
Yeah.
And I would tell her, well, if you are you going to be here for a while? Because I want to finish my shopping.
Right, exactly.
And I'll come back around and pick you up.
Let me know where he'll be. That's right.
That's perfect. Sandy, what about you?
Well, the worst punishment was actually from my mom and my dad, but it was mostly something would happen, and my dad would be out of town for 4 days, and my mother would say, well, wait till your father gets home. So you have 4 days with that anxiety of getting that big spanking.
That's almost as bad as the punishment. That is the punishment.
Worse, when he got home, unfair to him, he didn't even really know what happened. So you'd have to go find the sting belt. If you couldn't find the sting belt, you'd say, if I have to find it, you're going to get double. So you definitely made sure you found that sting belt. But I grew up very well, and those were the days back in the 70s, early 70s, late 60s, when you got the spanking, and I was the most honoriest of the four girls, and so I got a lot.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I mean, you know, and of course we continued to do bad things, but when you got spanked, it definitely, you know, it made an impact, and you remembered why you wouldn't, you shouldn't do that again.
I was going to school when they still dealt out SWATs at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if my parents found out I got a SWAT, oh my God.
Well, that's when the neighbor could whack you on the back of the head. Yeah. And then you'd go home, and then your family would whack you on the back of the head. It's like somebody already thinks what?
Thanks a lot for the call. You have a great day.
Love you guys. Take care.
We're talking about the worst punishment your dad ever handed out.
Boy.
You know, in this day and age, to make it sound like it's not old-fashioned.
Right.
The way things were done back then. Of course, nowadays, you have single parents.
Right.
So we have the reason I bring this up, we have an intern, the high school graduate intern for the summer. Jacob is here. Ask Jacob, what's the worst thing your mom ever doled out as punishment? Jacob said she broke one of my games. One of your video games? One of your video games. And didn't fix it. Didn't even want to get it fixed.
No. Well,
now, Jacob, you don't even know what, you can't even remember what you did, right?
I probably didn't listen to something she said or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's that. I had one guy who said his dad owned a store outside of Chicago, a little store. And when he'd be there and he'd get in trouble, he'd do something wrong. His dad would make him stand on top of his car and sing in the street.
What?
Yes! Yes!
I'm thinking Jacob's going, well, I'm glad my mom just broke the game.
Yeah.
One of your favorite video games.
Yeah. Those are those things when you say, it's like, is it this or could I just get soap in the mouth instead? Yeah. I'll do that.
What's dad making you sing?
I know. I did. I don't know
it's
what
Michael
it was.
Michael Jackson, you're cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If you could pull that off.
Yeah.
All right. Jeez. Still goes on today.
Yeah, it does.
You know, whether more to your mom, you grew up with your mom. Yeah. Your dad passed away at an early age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what was the worst that she ever did to you?
She would put Tabasco in my mouth. That's the reason why I love hot sauce now.
Yeah, that backfired.
Yeah. But you know, she would send me to my room and ground me. And she would go to your room and close your door. And then 3 hours later, she'd wonder where I am.
Well,
it's my room. So you're going to send me to play with my toys? Cool.
I used to get that one,
so she put me in the dungeon.
You know how isolating that was for me?
It was the laundry room.
Then I'd walk around my room doing the...
It's like I never understood kids that were kicked out of school since you ditched, you know what? You're suspended. Go home.
Right
well, thank
on.
You.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Right. That's what I was looking for.
Believe it or not, I never got suspended either. Suspended. Man.
Sunshine, excessive heat today, tomorrow, and right through the week. High today, 105, 107 tomorrow. About 81 outside right now. Another take on some entertainment news. Carla will have that for you.
Oh, some interesting news on Sandra Bullock.
All right, we'll get to that plus some other stories after Cindy Lauper, time after time.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
It's my opinion these are probably going to be a thing of the past. 5.5 million people watched the Tony Awards Sunday night. That's down from last year's 6.3 million. Lowest ratings in 5 years for the Tonys. Now, we may appreciate them, but I don't think a lot of people appreciate the Tony Awards. It's Broadway. Things that most people don't get to see, you know? So I don't know that people appreciate them as much as maybe they once did.
I will tell you this. I watched the opening number.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched, I'd pop back in every once in a while. James Corden
is
amazing.
He is. He did a great job. I just think people watch, it's like, well, I haven't seen that.
Or I don't know these people.
Right. And a lot of people aren't into musicals.
Right.
It's I know Morty and Shayla went to see the Elton John movie.
Yeah.
And both, it was like, how was it? It's a musical. Yeah. Well, that's what musicals do. They just pop
into songs.
If you
knew it was a musical, we would have probably appreciated it.
Right, right.
And see, I love musicals.
Same here. You and I, our life would be a musical.
Yes.
We would just be breaking into song all the time. Everything would be a fantasy sequence. Yes. Jazz hands all over the place, man. Oh, well, this was interesting. Andy Cohen had Robin Givens on Watch What Happens Live last night. He asked her about dating Howard Stern. Picture it, back in the day. She said they did date for a little while and that, quote, Howard Stern was a magnificent lover.
Wow.
Like, unbelievable. I say that because guess what? People in radio, we rock.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Sandra Bullock producing an Amazon series.
Thanks for saying that now. Where were you 30
years ago? I was rocking, Mike.
Oh, okay.
She's producing an Amazon series that's loosely based on her college years. Apparently, she got talking John Legend. They're all doing, you know, specific programming for the new Apple network, I guess it is. And this is going to be one of them. So I hope she's has something to
That's
do with
your
it.
Girl.
And she's in it. I love her. That's my girl crush. I love her so much. Sandra, I'm here. Still, I'm here. And breaking news, John Manziel has gone back to being called Johnny Manziel. So just wanted to let you know that was quick. Boy, that was quick.
He's the male version of J-Lo.
I know. Yeah, J-Man. Yeah.
So being called John just wasn't all that it was cracked up to be.
Didn't work out for him.
Okay,
no,
so now I'm back to Johnny.
So he's Johnny again.
Just like his career.
Yeah, just up and down. John, Johnny. Yes.
Surprised it made the report.
I know. Yeah, it was so insignificant, but I had to put it in there. Just had to. That's my painfully deep take.
For Project H2O in its second week, all to benefit the Salvation Army. As we collect cases of bottled water down there in the lobby here at the radio station, 2920 South Durango Drive. Monday through Friday, you can drop off your cases of water. You drop off 4 cases or more. We still have tickets for Manilow.
Cool.
Mob Museum, The Underground for National Bourbon Day, which, by the way, is this Friday.
Okay.
You have tickets for the Jabberwockies over at the MGM. Magic Mike. What else? Chris Angel, Mind Freak.
Sweet.
Also pick up a $25 gift card, Nacho Daddy, and or Distill, along with those tickets. Pair of tickets per 4 cases, pair of tickets per family,
right,
per household.
Right, there you go.
So,
cool.
I mean, we're doing it for the Salvation Army.
Yeah,
it's not
absolutely.
Crazy, but.
No, and boy, those temps are going up this week.
Yes.
So get that water in here. They definitely need it.
And we can use it. So anytime you want to drop it off Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, you can do it right here at 2920 South Durango. You want directions, more details, log on to our website at 96.3kklz.com. All right, talking about tickets, Teresa Caputo.
Yep.
The Long Island Medium.
Yeah.
Going to be in town over at the Orleans Arena. Got tickets for those, for that show. Tell you how to win those in about 6-7 minutes from now.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Personality with some good music also. That's what
Quake on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so we have these tickets for Teresa Caputo, and it's happening over at the Orleans Arena this weekend from the Kelleher Cooling and Heating Prize Plus. By the way, we had a great time with her on the phone. You want to hear the entire visit with Teresa Caputo. It's on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Here we go. Since we've been talking about dear old dad with Father's Day weekend right around the corner, all you have to do is identify this celebrity dad. Listen up.
So none of this, okay? None of this Captain Sugar's chocolate-covered sugar for you.
There you go.
There you go.
By name, identify that celebrity dad one more time.
So none of this, okay? None of this Captain Sugar's chocolate-covered sugar for you.
We're going to get through news and weather, and then, of course, take the lines off hold and look for a winner starting with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium. All you have to do is identify this mystery celebrity dad.
So none of this, okay? None of this Captain Sugar's chocolate-covered sugar for you.
Carla, we have Karen on the phone. Karen, can you correctly identify the voice of that celebrity dad?
That is Ray Romano from Everybody Loves Raymond.
There you go, Karen. Good job.
You're a winner.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You have the tickets, Teresa Caputo. That's happening over at the Orleans this weekend in the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It'll be fun.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Well, mom and dad, you've been trying to get your kids to eat vegetables forever. So now, Kraft is releasing a new product for kids called salad frosting.
Okay.
It's not dressing, it's frosting.
Morty?
It's actually, basically it's just ranch dressing. But they think by advertising it and marketing it as frosting, Kraft hopes it will
salad
trick the kids into eating their vegetables.
So it's just thicker.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No.
Hold
on. It's not spinach. It's called candy.
Yeah.
It's, jeez.
Here's a little bit of the advertisement.
Introducing Kraft Salad Frosting. Ingredients, Kraft Ranch Dressing, and Deception. Is it frosting?
Yeah.
No. Is it wrong? It's not important. But it will get your kids to eat their salad and veggies. Kids, look. Frosting for salad.
What? Sounds like an SNL ad. Really? Okay.
So
right.
Good luck. Police in Israel just arrested a guy who robbed a couple of banks by painting an avocado black and claiming it was a grenade.
Okay,
oh
then.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't work.
Oh, and he had to pay extra for that, too. Yeah. Avocados are expensive, man. Jeez.
I mean, we know how much they cost here in the States, and we're right north of Mexico.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much they cost in Israel?
Oh, wow, man.
So, yeah, you don't mess with the Israel police.
No, you do not. You sure don't. Wow. Mike Zoe is her name, and she got... you know, you try to play with your kids, right? You get in their big wheel, stuff like that. Well, she got in her son's yellow little Tykes car,
uh-huh.
And then she couldn't get out. She got,
oh,
she
boy.
Got stuck in there. So this is great. So her dad had to come over, the kid's grandfather. Used a bread knife to saw through the car's plastic chassis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and finally got her out. Got mom out of the little car.
I thought you were going to say he put butter.
No, spread he had it butter on her. Out.
Okay,
that didn't work.
Boy,
that
jaws
didn't
of
work.
Life.
You know the roof gets it. You can remove the roof, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, no, not I that think I can the roof was this. Off.
Oh, okay.
I think it was off. She was just kind of stuck in there.
It's not a clown car.
No, it's not. No, Morty.
Not that I know.
And this is just the best. It's called East West Market. It's in Vancouver, Canada. They had a great idea to get people to start bringing their own reusable shopping bags.
Yes.
They designed plastic bags with messages that are really embarrassing, like mm-hmm. from stores that don't exist. One of them is the colon care co-op. It says it right on the the front. Oh. Huge. The other one is Into the Weird Adult Video Emporium.
Nice.
And the other one is Dr. Toe's Wart Ointment Wholesale. Uh-huh. And they're huge on the bags. They're hoping people won't want to carry them.
Yeah.
I'm afraid people are going to want more of them, actually.
And so, collect them.
Yes, exactly. But if you're going to walk out with a wart ointment bag, I don't know, maybe you want to bring your own insulated bag in next time. This isn't mine. It's from the store. I don't have warts. I don't. I swear to God, I don't have them. It is Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
He's making a difference for some of his classmates in Napa, California. He enjoys cooking, you know, putting together different meals, things like that. He asked his mom recently to find out how much fellow third graders owed in his school, because there are some of them that are a little less fortunate. They can't afford lunch, so they've got to, you know, they've got to pay for it each day, and they can kind of accumulate and pay it later. Well, it was about $75. So he said, okay, dug into his allowance money, came up with it, and he was going to buy some sports gear. You know, he likes playing sports, but he thought, no, you know what? There are a lot of different income levels. These kids can't afford it. So he just paid off lunch for his students for that month. Almost $75. He took care of it. May not sound like a lot, but it's a lot when you're nine years old. So, yeah.
It's a lot to me now.
Yeah, well, true. Yeah. He said, you know, I just didn't want them to have to worry about it, and I want them to be able to have lunch, so they should know that somebody cares about them.
Nice job.
Where are these kids, man?
I don't know, but...
I love it.
You know what? And a salute to the parents for raising that kind of kid.
I know. No kidding.
To have values and make him know that it's not all the same for every kid.
Yeah. And he said, I'm not doing it because I don't want to brag about stuff.
Okay.
I just want him to be happy.
Well, that's a great story.
I know it.
That's why we always say, if you have a feel-good story, pass it along. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:39 before we kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Clark County Credit Union, which has low loan rates for the cars you want. Wrapping up the show. By the way, from yesterday, I worked on my video yesterday. It's done.
Okay, good.
ASMR.
ASMR. ASMR. Morty and Arne, ours will be done. I got some work to do after the show, and
I saw him loose. I don't know.
Oh,
really? Yours is good.
Please. And our summer intern, Jacob, is part of this. Mm-hmm. And so he and his mom went to where'd you go? To the store to pick out Walmart.
I don't know too much about it.
Oh, no.
So tomorrow we're going to post these, and you're working on yours.
We're going to post our ASMR videos, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Start guessing. If you can find Morty tomorrow morning or throughout the day with Wendy Rush.
Right.
Take a shot. Figure out where he is. Win that 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise from Scenic Brewing Company. And by the way, Morty going to be back out there tomorrow on HDI just east of Durango with a bonus clue.
Yep, mm-hmm. I'll be stopping by as well.
And the Helles Lager.
Yes,
the Helles Lager.
Register for those Paul McCartney tickets as well. And we found out that a lot of couples are living together separately, and it's working.
Yeah, it sure is.
Makes for a better love life, I guess. All right. Otherwise, Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep it coming throughout the workday. Have some great giveaways. She will take care of you. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.